Thursday morning, time to get our Yelp on, with courtesy of Michael. Good morning.
Good morning, Dave. Thanks for having me.
Oh, I'm glad you're here in Reno. Now we're going to hop over the border to our friends in Sparks.
That's right, because I often get asked about what's going on in Sparks, and their slogan is, it's happening here, so I want to let you know what is happening.
And there are things happening.
There are things happening. I mean, especially in the world of pizza.
Pizza. Sparks pizza.
What do you call residents of Sparks again?
Sparkonians.
I thought it was Sparklers.
Okay, or Sparkettes. There's lots of them.
Yeah.
Anyways. I don't know what the official one is yet. No one's told me.
Regardless of that, there's one thing that's always true, and that's that pizza is always good.
Sparklers love their pizza.
Sparklers do love their pizza. And so we're going to start. The thing that I really like about Sparks pizza is that there's a lot of gluten-free pizza options.
No, I did not know that.
And I'm sure out in Exville there are quite a few gluten-free people because everyone is gluten-free these days.
It seems to be.
So
I still haven't figured out what gluten is, so I'm just going to keep on going with it.
Yeah, exactly. So the two really good options for getting gluten-free pizza in Sparks include Black Rock Pizza.
Yes. Good stuff.
They make all their sauces in-house.
Ooh.
They make a lot of their dressings in-house. The crust is their own. The baking is their own.
No wonder why I love it.
And so that makes for a really good pizza. Their pizza is different as well from like the traditional East Coast style or even our beloved mountain-style pizza that's at Blind Onion and all that stuff with the big bodacious crust.
Right. The thin crust.
It's a thinner crust, yeah. And it's more cracker-like than bready. So
crispy.
Anyways, the Yelper Alyssa S, she described it as flaky and delicious, which I happen to agree with.
I agree.
I also enjoy the fact that all of their pizzas are named for Nevada icons, like
as
the Black Rock Desert or Smoke Creek and all these other fun things.
Yeah.
Also out there for gluten in the gluten-free realm is Boulevard Pizza, regarded by some.
I've never heard that.
It is on Rock Boulevard across from the old Butcher Boy location.
Okay.
They have great wings. What I like is it's got this old school family vibe in there. There's some pinball machines and this like old trap shooting game that's, you know, digital laser thing.
Right.
But they've got a huge salad bar. They have a full bar, lots of different types of pizzas and different sizes from personal to extra large.
Okay.
So they also have a gluten-free crust, and the photo in this weekly Yelp is of that, and it looks flippin' fantastic.
All right.
When you look at the East Coast style pizza, you can't talk about pizza without talking about true New York pizza.
Yeah.
This is a spot out there on Vista Boulevard that is loved by everyone that has ever walked through the door for their pizza and their Italian food. This is an old school guy who does things the old way and has brought a taste of New York here to Northern Nevada.
Oh, okay. What's this place called?
True New York Pizza.
Oh, okay. There you go.
And Yelper Destiny M likes the spinach pizza and says it's like the richest pizza she's ever had. Check them out. Pizza by the Slice, Pizza by the Pie.
Right.
Also in this issue, Pizza Plus, another local favorite.
Yep.
And of course, the Blind Onion, which we already mentioned.
Right.
Coming up on Monday, April 13th, Ardor Pop-Up, which is a fantastic event happening to benefit the Future Kind Foundation, which helps to bring music education to students in the local market who can't necessarily afford it on their own.
Okay.
But Chef Chase Daly is cooking up a huge menu of really innovative and exciting food at Reno Provisions.
Okay.
We also have Sturgill Simpson.
Oh, yeah.
Playing at Cargo.
Yes. This guy is, there's a lot of buzz about this guy.
I found out about him while I was researching this stuff for the Weekly Yelp, and I'm kind of blown away.
I bought his CD.
Yeah,
I haven't bought a CD in like 20 years, but I bought this guy's CDs just because there's so much buzz about him.
His music is really interesting. I wasn't sure what to expect when I started clicking on it. Man, I was just blown away. His talent on the guitar and all the sounds are just fantastic.
He's got a real country voice.
Like old country.
Like really old, like Merle Haggard.
Yeah.
Yeah, kind of voice. But then he gets really psychedelic in his playing.
Yeah, it was.
It's going to be
really
interesting.
Exciting.
When's that show? I'm not going to miss
Tuesday,
that.
April 14th. Oh, so April 13th is the Ardor pop-up at Reno Provisions. April 14th. Over at Cargo is the Sturgill Simpson, and he's playing with a DJ called Electric Western. Anyway, to check out this and more, make sure you visit yelp.com/weekly_Yelp, and I'll see you next week.